Okay, Corey Clark. Let's get past this tool.
Right.
We spoke about him yesterday. I think most people, the common sense thought of mine is that, okay, so they had sex, Corey Clark and Paula Abdul, BFD.
It's over. I mean, if it was going to linger, it would have lingered, and it didn't. Right. It's on and gone.
Want to hear what Clay Aiken has to say?
Sure, I'd love to.
Homo. Absolutely not. I think that's what's really, really strange. I think a lot of the stuff that we heard last night was somewhat circumstantial. You know, I think a lot of it's hearsay. And, I mean, we couldn't leave the...
How would you know? Like, unless Simon's going to come on to him, right? Like, Paula's ever going to come on to him, but he is...
Clay, I'm going to send a cab for you.
He is saying that he stands by Paula Abdul.
House without checking out. We couldn't come back in without checking back in. I didn't get to see my mama. So it was a very secure situation, and none of us really would have expected this. And, you know, for me, I think it's hard to believe at this point.
Okay.
I have inside information, I guess, but only because I know both parties involved.
Shut up!
Okay, there he goes. There's Clay Aiken.
For him, backing up Paula.
Hard to believe that a man and woman would get together for him.
And here's Clay Aiken saying one other thing that I think I mentioned yesterday when I saw the report on Primetime the other day.
Right.
When they showed the two phone bills.
Right.
They were not showing what the phone numbers were. I think I mentioned that.
Well,
and you had no idea of knowing what the bill actually was.
Right.
Here is his take on that, I think.
I can highlight my phone bill for you, Renee, and show you that. I mean, but I didn't see any information that proved that was her phone number. I didn't see anything at all. I mean, I can take you by her house myself. I know where she lives. I know where all the judges live. I guess part of it was circumstantial, the whole Sprint PCS story where she said, the reporter said that a member of the employees at the Sprint PCS store was willing to say that Paula and Corey came in together to buy a phone.
That's what I said,
but we didn't hear from that person. So I don't know. Really, the people who were backing up the story were Corey's personal friends and Corey's family.
Hello. Thank you.
Shut up!
In his very nice South Carolina, North Carolina way, he was saying it's BS.
Yeah.
He's swishy.
And what's weird is making a lot of the same points as I was trying to make yesterday.
That. Yeah. Well, I think there's similarities between Clay and all of us.
Two great minds.
Mike?
Yes.
Michael.
Uh-huh.
Okay, here's a quote. I got this on American Idol, idolonfox.com.
Right.
Because I still go to the web, even though my fat guy's out.
Right.
This is the greatest quote about Scott Sable. Did you notice in the audience at the last American Idol, Method Man was sitting in the audience with his friends? I'm sure you didn't. I didn't notice it. Anyway, if you go to idolonfox.com, you'll see this quote from Scott Sable about Method Man. Quote, "We became cool and whatnot and just kept in touch."
Right.
Instant violation.
Well, it doesn't matter. He's gone now. So.
And
who's
also
Method Man?
Not Method Man and Red Man. Did you ever see the show on Fox? Or are you hip to the hip hop music?
Method and Red, it was called.
Method and Red. That was
Method and Red Man. Remember, is chewing tobacco.
It was the two rappers that move into a white neighborhood. The show lasted about 5 minutes.
No, I missed that.
Good
anyway,
show.
Also, it was the wrong use of whatnot.
Yeah, you have to use it, at least use it right.
Right. Uh-huh. Well, that's the reason whatnot's used, though, because there are no other words that are put in there. Whatnot can be thrown in and whatnot.
But here's his quote again. We became cool and whatnot and just... Yeah. No, wrong.
Right.
Wrong.
We did stuff and whatnot.
Lazy use from the sausage-fingered boy.
With the long sleeves.
Wrong. Right. Ratso fatso. Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yes, and Mike. Hi.
Hey, hi, Mike.
Hi there.
I'm calling from Sacramento, Mike. Hi. That Coors commercial.
Yeah.
It's a direct takeoff on the Seinfeld with Terry Hatcher.
Gee, do you think so?
You didn't point it out. I wanted to help.
Well, excuse me. I believe that everybody knows that the episode of Seinfeld, especially if you ever saw the last episode of Seinfeld. Remember, there's the one where Jerry wonders if Terry Hatcher has real boobs or fake boobs.
Uh-huh.
And he sends Elaine in to find out, and then she ends up saying to him, "And Jerry, they're real and they're spectacular."
Exactly.
In the very last episode of Seinfeld, she's in bed with the Johnny Cochran character, and he says, "They're real and they're spectacular."
Spectacular.
So, yes, not wasted on me, sir.
And I'd like to point out that your life is actually inspired by the Rosie O'Donnell movie, Riding on a Bus with My Sister.
Let's listen.
Thank you, Rob.
Oh, that is that.
There we go.
Okay, thank you. So he hung up.
Thank you.
He's off to hate and screw with someone else.
I found
the call helpful.
No.
Informative.
Yes.
I want to see you.
Shut up.
You're the hippopotamus.
You're the hippopotamus.
You're weird. Oh, that is that.
Good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't have anything to say to that, do you, Rosie?
No.
Ro.
No, she doesn't.
Yep. Your daddy's dead.
Oh, Mike, I know we've talked a lot about anal bleaching.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way to segue into this.
Well, we have, yes.
Because we're going to talk about Carmen Electra here for a second.
Oh.
And I'm thinking that you might want to BYOB, you know, bring your own bleach.
Mm-hmm.
If you care, you can, if you go to eBay, you can get a date with Carmen Electra. It's one of those things you bet to go out. You bid. Mm-hmm. You bid to go out. And what's funny about it is that it's really to benefit colon cancer.
Really?
And all this stuff we've done talking about anal bleaching. I imagine she's probably the queen of anal bleaching.
I would think so.
As of this morning, last time I checked this, what do you think the highest bid was? And this, I guess, is a legit bid.
Yes.
That since it's for charity, eBay like gets rid of all the guys that say I would bid $1 million. So what do you think it's up to? Right, it's still got
$10,000.
4 days, a little higher than that. Buzz.
I'll say $20,000.
Okay, that is $21,000.
Well, for one date. Wow.
One date, and she's married to the. Isn't she married to the guy from?
Dave Navarro.
From the Foo Fighters.
No, that's Dave Grohl.
Oh, Dave. Which
Dave
guy is she
Navarro
married to?
Was in Jane's Addiction, I think.
Is that the song that goes? Rum, 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 rum? Is that?
I can't remember.
What's that Jane's Addiction song I like so bad?
Feeling, but I can't remember what group Dave Navarro was in, but he's scary looking.
Mm-hmm.
He wears black eyeliner, got the black hair, and he just looks sleazy.
Dave Navarro related to Brian Navarro?
I don't know.
No. Right. Brian Navarro is just that guy that's your friend, Mike. I remember that. I got really mad that day. I got jealous that day. You kept mentioning Brian Navarro. Brian Navarro. Shut up!
Yes. Shut up!
Brian Navarro, Mike's friend. Gotta say happy birthday to Brian. And I remember what it was. It was right. It was like, hey, everybody, it's 3 o'clock. And you said, yeah, hey, it's Mike. Well, it's a happy birthday to my good friend, Brian Navarro.
Brian Navarro. Well, when I heard the last name of Dave Navarro, I thought of Brian Navarro.
Of course.
Joe, you know Brian Navarro, don't you?
No, but I know of Dave Navarro. He was lead guitar player for Jane's Addiction, and then he did a stint with the Red Hot Chili Peppers, former heroin addict.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the pleasure of watching him do an entire concert on one knee at the 930 Club some years back.
One knee?
Yeah, he was so strung out he couldn't stand up.
Wow. He was on one knee.
I've been strung out a day in my life.
I would have bet $1 million.
Music.
I would have bet $1 million that Joe was the one on one knee.
That's
the way he phrased that sentence.
He was on Hot Sauce.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Method Man is from the Wu-Tang Clan.
Wu-Tang Clan.
Thank you. Now I know.
Thank you. There you go, Buzz. Go get that album out tonight when you get home. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That LP.
Yeah, Dave Navarro was in Jane's Addiction, and he was in Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Right. We just got that from Joe. Thank you, though. Appreciate it. Thank you for the call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. That's who Dave Navarro was in.
Okay, even though the delay is down to 40 seconds, still, you just got to let us... Okay.
Give it away now.
We got it. Teen Magazine. Teen People Magazine.
Ah, I subscribe. Teen People.
And that's why you have the sign in your front yard.
Watch out, everyone.
What did I read today on one of these radio sites? Like, not the gossip site, a news site. About some station in Tampa that they were sending out their Joe, you know, sending out their Danger Boy to go to some sexual predator's house, some guy who's been convicted of sex crimes.
Right.
The guy that has to have the sign in front of his yard.
Right.
Like, they were sending out their intern with a cell phone to knock on the guy's door and interview the guy.
Ooh.
And do it under the guise of, we're going to bring some attention to a serious problem.
Hey, here's what we're going to do right now.
Yeah. Go, go! Woo! Teen People.
Crazy Morning Zoo.
It's a sexy magazine, I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Teen People. Here are the top 25 stars under 25. A lot of these people, obviously, I've not heard of, and I bet you haven't either.
You've heard of Liza.
But it just shows me there's no future. You know, there's no future for at least entertainment. When the number one hottest star, the most talented star under 25 is Britney Spears.
Boy, that's tough.
Then you have Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Oh, that's my tougher. God.
Then you have Avril Lavigne.
That's she's okay.
Yeah. Paris Hilton, Hillary Duff, Lindsay Lohan, Natalie Portman, Jake Gyllenhaal, and then Ashley Simpson.
Ashley Simpson.
Those are your hottest. Oh, and Paris Hilton. I love this. I only kept this story because I am the exact same way, and I believe Paris Hilton about this. I got this from Paris.com, and, you know, she's engaged to that guy named Paris.
Yeah, the Greek shipping magnate. I always love that. He's a Greek shipping magnate.
So it's Paris and Paris. Anyway, here's her quote. People can think what they want. I play dumb so that I read people better. If you act dumb, people don't think you realize what they're doing, and they say more than they would normally.
Isn't she clever?
Me too, Paris. I do that too. A lot of us dumb people do that. We just pretend to be dumb.
So, based on her interview on David Letterman, she thought that Dave was a complete buffoon himself.
Yeah, right.
Waiting to see if he'd really tip his hand.
Cagey. That's right. And don't forget, everybody, she's opening this weekend in that great movie House of Spiwak. Although that is supposed to be a killer scene, no pun intended, where she dies. That's the one great scene in the movie House of Wax.
Supposed to go down in movie history because Paris Hilton died. I'd like to see it first.
I thought she'd already opened in a movie.
Let's do a quick check with two contestants from yesterday's Hot Balls game. Uh-huh. Here is Steve. Steve, how are you doing, my friend?
Gentlemen, I am fantastic. How are you?
How are things in your shorts?
They're a little bit hot, a little bit pink, but none the worse for wear anyway.
How was last night?
Last night was pretty fantastic, honestly. It didn't hurt the actual ballular region, shall I say.
Okay.
It actually got into my Aretha Franklin. Yeah. And
that's the second guy that said that.
It was none too good, and it also got in my fleshy fun bridge between the and the
Okay. Okay. You're doing a good job of making that family friendly.
Here's JR from yesterday.
Hey guys.
I have a new way of expressing it. The fleshy fun bridge.
Hello, JR. Now, JR, were you the big winner?
I was, and thank you so very much.
Oh, you're welcome. JR, how are things in your pants today?
We're doing all right. A shower and some baby lotion, and we're pretty good.
So a standard night.
Wow. Well, congratulations again, JR.
Thanks, guys. Big shout out to my final four friends. You guys are real troopers. So the ride home was a 13 on the LP. But
wow. 13 on life pain. Okay, I got it. So you had the scratchies. You had the itchies.